Hi, a rare frosty opening here. Hope is probably busy being domed off or something. So, this is a short 10-minute preview of the Far Cry bonus episode available on our Patreon. This was one of the last theatrical appearances of our boy Don S. Davis, General Hammond himself. And what a fucking movie to go out on. An Uwe Boll movie. Like, that's gotta be a crime of some kind. Like, a crime against humanity. Some kind of, like, I don't know what that is, but Uwe Boll has to go to prison for this. Anyway, please enjoy a quick 10-minute preview of Far Cry, our bonus episode.
Uncle Sam needs you to die, Jack!
So they bring this dude out of his cell, they have him, like, restrained and everything, and they're like, hey, Hammond, why don't you shoot this guy? Go on, shoot him!
Because before they bring the guy out, they go past the radiation paint tarp, and then they show Hammond, look in here, Hammond. Look at this beautiful stock of young twinks we've locked up in a cell. We painted the twinks in white face, even though they're already white. But now they're doubly white, which means they'll be the best anti-gould weapon you can ask for, Hammond.
They truly are Nazis.
So why did you make them so white? Well, it's just because I think that better than that white.
Yes, but why are they all blonde?
You don't have to ask these questions. It is for ease of hair care.
Okay, but why do they all have blue eyes?
Science has proven it means they are better at seeing in the water.
Is this some kind of weird Nazi stuff?
No.
I admit, I just like to fuck blonde things.
Cannot relate.
So they bring him out of the cell.
Hammond wishes he'd brought staff weapon with him to test it.
Exactly. And they sort of goad him into shooting the guy.
And we get some of the most comical scene ever where the bullet just bounces off like a fake chest.
They're like, whoa! He's got bulletproof skin!
Forgetting the best bit here. The bullet is still entirely, in its... It's not dented, it's not broken, it's not impacted at all. The bullet is just exactly how it is. Like, it's not smushed, which is just so clear. They've just thrown a bullet at this dude's naked chest. That's how they filmed it.
Of course.
Yeah, we've made that. This guy is entirely made out of rubber. No, I promise he's not a fetish thing, sir.
What do you mean? One of my prototypes escaped in Bergheim. It went around and fucked everyone.
Peace Goblin, you're saying? They're calling him.
They had to gloss the lower levels of Berk because it was flooded with cum.
That's just Berkheim on a normal day, though, isn't it?
Maybe one particular room.
And he's like, this is incredible. Let him loose. I want to see how he moves around the room.
Which is the stupidest fucking part of the movie so far. Because, this man, who looks like he's just done 8 night shifts in a row, has just taken 3 bullets like a champ, and you want to let him loose in front of you.
Well, he is uncontrollable. He will murder everybody. Oh, that shit.
What's the fuck? Why are you... I paid for a working super soldier. I paid for a man I could give orders to. If I wanted a soldier I could not give orders to, I would hire Jack O'Neill again.
Yeah,
tell Daniel Jackson to stop being dead.
This is not a soldier. This is not a soldier. This is a brainless monster.
Your funding is with drone, good sir. I'm going to invest in brisket that can kill a president.
I'm going to go back to investing in silly cigars that will kill...
I'm going to invest...
that will kill Castro!
The CIA inventing cigars to kill Apophis? Like, Apophis is at one of Jeffrey Epstein's parties, and Epstein's just like, Oh, by the way, I got these special cigars for you. Some guy dropped them off on the pier.
Episode since Epstein referenced back to zero again.
Was it already at zero?
Yes.
Yes. We have a good record going until last episode.
Yeah, you ruined it right at the end by joking about child experimentation and Halo.
You just got to start counting in seconds at this point.
You know what's fun about making jokes about Jeffrey Epstein?
We're not making jokes about Randy Pitchford.
No, well, sort of, yes.
Reset the other people, counter!
Dead people can't sue you for defamation.
Yes, exactly.
He's already deforming in the grave.
No, he's spinning in his grave.
Well, there might be a bad move to make fun of him. Because out there, there could be a secret Epstein clone army.
Oh my God.
He did genuine. Again, we referenced this in previous episodes, but I do want to reiterate that not only was this man a weird sex trafficker, but he also had a secret compound where he had a plan to impregnate tons of women because he thought he could make superhumans by doing that. Question mark.
Have you heard about the sequel to the Far Cry movie?
Yes. Speaking of weird video game guys, weird people, have you heard about Peter Thiel?
No.
Well, yes, I am familiar with Peter Thiel, the Blood Man.
Peter Thiel,
PayPal co-founder who has interesting hobbies.
Yeah, Peter Thiel has announced that while he has his doubts, he will be revised in the future. He has said that before he dies, he will have himself frozen so that the future can cure him and make him live again.
Okay, so
one of he's one of those billionaire guys who literally drinks blood because he thinks that it'll make him young? Question mark.
See, I would drink I would drink blood, but in like a romantic sense, not in a fucked up immortal way.
Yeah, Junji Ito made it cool. Don't make it weird.
Listen, I'm just cleaning your wound. It's romantic, okay?
Yeah, and he's also basically like the mortal enemy of Elon Musk. Because he cut him out of PayPal.
Frosty. Elon Musk dressing up as the piss gimp to sneak into Berkheim.
and then the stone-faced guard in front of Berkheim says, "How many times have we told you, Elon, we will never let you in here?" And then he posts another tweet saying, "I didn't want to really get into Berkheim anyway."
He posts a picture of himself in the piss gimp costume saying, I'm the piss gimp. Why won't they let me in? This is disgraceful. And he's posting it to his main Elon Musk and not to his weird side account that's his child.
Oh, God. Yeah, I feel like we're getting on a huge tangent here.
Yes.
Hammond has his little rant about how this is fucking useless.
And he leaves the movie.
He doesn't do the movie yet. Because our Super Soldier Special Boy breaks free.
Yeah.
Because he's really angry that a fucking guy from Texas has the nerve to shit talk him.
Listen, he's just a
He's like, "Bro, you're from Texas!"
Listen, he's just a Carolina man. He really likes South Carolina barbecue, and he takes issue with Hammond saying that Texas barbecue is better.
Yeah, he goes to throw hands, and what, like, there's a scientist trying to hold him back, which he's doing it actually quite easily.
And also,
like, is this scientist a super soldier guy as well?
Yeah. Right, so this guy has skin that is impervious to bullets, right?
Oh, yeah! Not impervious to, like, a small syringe.
Like, he's not even, like, going for the eye or the mouth. He's just going straight in at the neck.
Yeah. Impervious to bullets. Syringes, though.
Well, they're slightly smaller, and it's the form of a regular man! What do you mean?
But yeah, they managed to sedate him and calm him down. To which point, Donis Davis says, "Look, listen, fuck you. I'm out of here with a bowl. I will never ever appear in one of your goddamn movies ever again." And then Uwe Boll infects him with Fox Dye to kill him.
Yeah. General Hammond leaves this movie, and this is the last footage we ever have of Donna Davies.
Sad.
You were a real one.
I have a drop for this, I think. Give me a second. Not that one.
No Kleenex box.
Yeah, that one, sure. There we are.
Damn it.
Come.
Yeah. Our commie boy. Hail to the chief no more.
I mean, I don't know why you're playing Hail to the Chief. He wasn't the president.
Mm-hmm. He was in my heart.
Making the mother of all omelets here, Jack. Can't fret over every egg.
Yada, yada, yada. You know the drill. Patreon.com/SGOpodcast. At HFrayOral. At Arctisha Frost. Oh, no, wait. Arctisha Frost. Frosty's lost her Twitter. At Arctisha Frost on Twitter. HopeFrayOral on Twitter. Ryan is in your phone, but he's not on this episode. Our guest this week was the wonderful Subliminal Siren. Patreon, $3.50 for the full episode and our backlog. And, of course, extended cuts of our regular episode. And I can tell you this now, next week's episode, In the Line of Duty, does have a fucking Patreon-only cut. Join to listen as completely and utterly destroy Ryan as Ryan learns about things he wishes he never knew about. And, Patreon-only. Also, and we try our best to not play Tri's other podcasts. Bye.